Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to And the Writer Is. I'm your host, Ross Golan. I've written with hundreds of artists and writers over the years, and my favorite part of each session is the first hour when we catch up about life, the industry, politics, composition, whatever. So this is a journey of learning why people write songs, how people write songs, and most importantly, who the people are who write the songs. I'm producing this with the great Joe London, Big Deal Music Publishing, and Mega House Music Management. If you want to listen to the songs we discuss in this podcast, follow us on our socials, find out about special live events, or buy that merch, aka that hat I always wear, go to our website, www.andthewriteris.com.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next one called Curious by Taylor Parsley. Let's see here. Pull this up here.
Is that the real last name? Because that's kind of amazing.
Yeah, Parsley.
Taylor. No, I'm sure you. It's the. I just wonder, is that a stage last name or are you just
Okay, so we have an artist. We have artist change. So artist Taylor Parker, songwriters Taylor Parsley, Caleb Treris. Probably fucking that name up too, sorry. But we'll throw your guys' socials in the chat. Everyone give them a shout out. Here we go, Curious.
Cool.
Let's check it out.
Say those I read from you. Take wrong turns in my head. I love the way you turn me down. Oh, yeah. I like the way you come around, babe. Me on my sense to pick up what you're putting out, baby. I never know what you're about. Oh, I'm curious. Why do you feel the way I do? I'm nervous that I've been making a fortune. Driving in the fantasy of. I'm curious, why do you feel the way I do? I'm nervous that I've been making a fool too.
Wow, some really sick parts in that song.
Yeah, I think the bridge is the pre-chorus.
I agree, 100%. You get a little lost in that verse and pre, just like attention-wise.
Like, is it, you know, every section that you have that uses the same kind of tempo and same rhythm of like, you know, it's a lot of eighth notes. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. So it helps to have something that's like some of the 16th notes in there, or a triplet would be nice. Or like
by the end of that pre-chorus.
Or whole notes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it gets a little tired.
You got to give it, same conversation we just had with the last song. Got to let the listener breathe, because these are so many good ideas in these songs, you know?
Yeah.
But you're making the listener work to
figure out
what the chorus is, because we're not setting it up for them, because the section before was also big.
Yeah, it's like
you
could maybe attack that a little bit with production by like having all the drums come back out for that second verse or that, but I do think the better thing would be to change the melody, but
I mean, you know, also a chord change or something, you know, you can go to the, even just going to the, just do it, just some relative minor of some sort.
Yeah. I love the way the drums drop in the beginning for that first chorus. Like, you don't get them for the first bar and then they drop in. It's very cool. Or maybe hit them. Maybe don't do the halftime drums the entire song. Maybe back half, like hit them with the, you know, the full beat.
Yeah. And it's nice to have a song in a major key. Like, everyone's writing really sad songs right now. And I will say this, we had a meeting with a licensing department this week, and they were so happy that every song we played was not sad. Like, just because we're in bedrooms doesn't mean that the people listening to it in 6 months from now are going to be in bedrooms. You know, it's like there's bedroom music for bedroom listeners is cool, but there's going to be a time where it's going to feel weird to be back in a backyard with a bunch of people, if that ever happens, and everyone's listening to like a sad song with, you know, that's not what it's going to be like always. It might be good to start planning for music for a vaccinated time.
Taylor, that song is sick though, and your voice is unbelievable.
Yeah, amazing voice.
I was blown away that first like 30 seconds. Wow, so sick.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think we have one left.
One
left or two left? Da, 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 da. One, two, three, four. Yeah, I think we have one left. Okay.
Let's do one.
The Good Place. Here we go. This is Darren Anthony. The Good Place. Here we go.
But I'll be okay. There's still pain in my chest from how quickly you needed away. I think I'm a burden for your programming, wouldn't you say? You were an oasis, but now you want. Oh,
Out there, Ross. I know you're going to have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I do like. It is nice to hear a band. Mm-hmm. I we listen to a lot of band music in our household, along with other kinds. But it is always like this thing where, you know, alternative rock music as a whole is a number one song at alternative radio right now, I think, has something like 2,100 spins or give or something like that. And the number one song at pop radio is 20,000 spins.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be a point where rock music would have a place in the popular, you know, the popular zeitgeist. But I think that this song's cool. I think it's like, that there's obviously similarities between the verse and the chorus. It's just sort of an inverted melody.
Yeah, it's like a parallel melody.
Which is, yeah. You know, it's
interesting, but it gets fast.
Yeah, like you need to have, this is that same thing. And I'll keep saying it, like,
it's a good theme for today.
Give the listener a break. Yeah, give like the, this isn't about any of us. It isn't about any songwriter who's watching this or any artist who's watching it, like, needs to take a step back and like check their writing ego, because it's just not about us. Nobody listens to music from one songwriter to the next or one musician to the next. Like, you're writing a song for people out there who aren't you and don't know anything about you or your music. Like, you have to give them a chance to digest what you're saying. This is, I don't know what the song was called, and part of it was because I was lulled into a place where I didn't hear what the song was called. It's really easy to like this song. It's hard to love this song in a sense that it doesn't do anything wrong. Like, something outlandish and weird, and let the listener. Let somebody hate this song. Do you know what I mean? Like, I guess all of our writers that we work with have heard me say these things, and I probably said this in the last one. It's at the lines like a child misses a blanket, which I fucking hated that line. But I still reference that line because it was so stupid that I never forgotten it.
Yeah.
Like, musically do the same thing. It's,
yeah,
there are some, let people hear it and say, this is really bad, because you can't do that. You can't do swing. And it's like, no, swing it, because no one else is swinging. Do something that's weird and wrong somewhere in there. Give us and give us space. Just everybody needs to add rest in their songs. I think it, you know, when it's our fifth song of the day already, and there's a similarity in that arrangement issue. Like, the more you add space, it takes more confidence, but I promise you it'll help all of you out there who are writing so many melodies. It's a safe song.
Yeah, and like fight to make the melodies, you know, different and like have them go somewhere, you know. It can be like sometimes doing parallel melodies is really cool and it works sometimes, but you know, but like really push yourself to like get unique and get different and, you know, different melodies.
But good job. I mean, like it's always impressive that anybody can actually write and record any song, and it's like, it's easy to, that if that song's in the background, it's cool. You know, it's nice to have a guitar solo. It's the same melody. So it's like, again, it didn't give you a break, but I'll probably end up singing that melody all day because yeah. I just heard it for 2 minutes. All right, let's do the next one.
I think that's it. I think that's all we got for today.
I think check your text messages. I think Paige.
Do we get a little bonus?
And yeah, I think we should do a bonus.
Okay, because, yeah, let's do one more. We got some time.
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. I gotta load it up here.
This one is about Harrison Young. Or no, not about. This guy's name is Harrison Young. It'd be weird if it was about Harrison Young. This, like, this is the tale of Harrison Young.
It's like an old ship song.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm waiting for that genre to come back.
I mean, there was that guy who got the deal with Atlantic for doing the ship.
Was that
song,
you who played that for me? Somebody played that for me. It's just dope.
The guy got an international deal, and the song actually charted in Germany for I think, a couple weeks. That song.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. All right, okay. This one's called Lie to Me.
I mean, all that talk about write a song that someone can hate. I'm sure there's some people out there who aren't fucking with ship music.
But that's the thing, right? So here, a guy does a ship song, which a lot of us laughed at, but when you hear it, you're like, it's kind of funny, but it's actually really good.
It's
and
cool.
It's different.
Yeah.
And it spread so fast because, like you said, a lot of people didn't like it and spread it the same way as the people who did like it. And it blew up so fast that this guy who's actually a really good musician, if you go and look at his Instagram and whatnot, ends up with a worldwide record deal because he wrote a ship song and no one else is writing a ship song. So, you know.
So what does that tell you?
Go write a ship song. Well, now everyone else is doing it, so now write something else, you know?
Like what was that one song? The Edmund Fitzgerald or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know that song?
You know, it's so weird. This is so weird. I'm on a text chain with a bunch of dudes from college, and somebody referenced that song yesterday. And I said, Eddie Redmond Fitzgerald is what we should call, like, that song from 2021. That's the second time that song got a shout out this week. Edmund Fitzgerald. Okay. Sorry.
This next song.
Lie to Me.
Lie to Me. Here we go. Oh, maybe not. Here we go. Ooh.
Lie to me, say you're not the one. Promise me you're done loving anybody but me. And say something softly in my ear, the things I wanna hear. You're not loving anybody but me. But me, yeah. You're not loving anybody but me. after me. Everything I could have dreamed, and now I see. And you, you are my sea. Like the ocean, baby, love it runs so deep. Lie to me, say you're not the one. Promise me you're done loving anybody but me. And say something softly in my ear. The things I wanna hear. You're not loving anybody but me. But me, but me, yeah. But me, but me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You're not loving anybody but me.
I love that little trumpet thing.
Cool. Yeah, that got exciting.
Yeah.
I like the guitar part.
Yeah, to me that almost sounds like it was written over like a track. Like I wonder was if that was written before the track was made.
Yeah, also, you know, it's a thing. That song's called Lie to Me. And I'm sure maybe that was a lyric in there somewhere. But if like the chorus... If the pre-chorus is like, you know, either the blame me part or, you know, don't love anybody like me, then the chorus still should be probably something that's based around, you know, lie to me. And it, you know, it's that, this is the same thing as the song before, where it's like the repetitious part doesn't mean the song, there are people who do repetition really well. But it's usually in the confines of a bigger melody. You know, the only way it really works, and this is a play on suspension, is when, and Daft Punk was really good at this. You know, the, I feel it coming, I feel it coming, babe, I feel it coming. Where you start the melody before the one rhythmically, so then you never really get the resolution. And then the first note doesn't resolve, then the second one resolves, and then you start the next one before it can resolve. It's a brilliant play on be repetitious, but still, it keeps you hooked because melodically it's playing with your brain as a listener. And this one, even when anybody me. It resolves every time. So again, it's that same thing as the first song we listened to where like, where, yeah, it just sits there and here's the tonic and here, if this is the magnet, like the part of songwriting that I like is like writing all the way up above it, but never hitting down.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hit down.
When you get the resolve every time, it feels like you've ended and then you're just waiting for, and then it ends again.
Yeah. Or if you do like the, you know, if it's, this is the tonic, and it goes and you go so you don't start and go I feel it coming, babe, tonic, but you hear so you get off it real quick, so you just tap the tonic and then you leave it again, and so just when you think you're going to resolve it, you don't. It's playing with that suspension that makes, you know, the great composers in history great. And it's so easy to, you know, I can tell when somebody is more of like a craftsman kind of songwriter than somebody who's like an instinctual writer. Mm-hmm. And the craftsperson almost always knows when to, like, you know, move around this.
Yeah, the tension and resolve.
And the tension and resolve. And I feel like this is one of those where we just sit in the comfy spot. So there's no reason to keep hearing it because I know where it's going and I feel no tension. Like, don't give the listener everything they want all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good answer to Mark's in the comments said, you know, he said, this seems like the same space between what you were talking about before, like giving more space. But if you got to give the space got to give the space with a little bit of tension as well, because if it's doing the same thing over and over again with a lot of space, then it almost becomes, you know, too repetitious. Or
yeah, I'll leave the last note, the last compositional note that's useful is, like, you don't have to start everything. Almost every song we had, almost every section we had, all the melodies started at the beginning of the measures. Like, you have, if we're, and every song we listened to was in 4/4. I don't think we listened to any 6/8. Certainly didn't listen to 5/4, 8/7, 8. But if you have a 4/4 measure where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, not everything has to start in every section on
one.
If it's 1, 2, 3, 4, start. Mm. It can also go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, start. Could start on the end of 2. It can start anywhere you want. It can start on the end of, you know, see you again, the verse melodies start on the end of 3. Like, you can start as late in the measure as you want. You could start a whole measure before the one if you want, and it sets up a chorus. Not everything has to start in the beginning of every measure. And so it's that same thing of, like, keep all the sections unique from each other. And that might really help make sure that the song, that each section of the song moves the story along melodically.
Yep.
So thank you guys. That is our second, and the demo is, sorry for the technical difficulties yesterday, such as COVID life.
But thank you, everyone, for sending in submissions. Keep sending them in. We're going to do it again. Hopefully you guys find this helpful. And if you guys do find it helpful, let us know, and we'll keep doing it. So, yeah.
And if you don't find it helpful, then don't submit. And we'll go. I'm just kidding. No, it was really it's really appreciated. Everybody who's a part of this, and obviously thanks to our team, Paige, Kelly, the interns, all the people who are helping us go through all these songs and submissions and narrowing it down, because these are great, and you guys are fantastic people, and we'll see you at the next one.
Sweet. Okay, thanks, everybody.
So we, bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of And the Writer Is. If you want to hear music from this songwriter I just interviewed, be sure to check out our Spotify playlist or visit our website at andthewriteris.com. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe to us. You can also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And the Writer is produced by Joe London and published by Big Deal Music. A special thanks to David Silverstein from Mega House Music and Michael White. Until next time, this is Ross Golan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.